Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you very much. We will, after this kirtan which you just did, do something which I will talk at length about on Saturday. It is singing about Krishna and at the same time entering the field of smaranam or remembering Krishna. I think we all remember when Prabhupada published his little article on chanting Hare Krishna. He had written it and he had also spoken it on a long playing record. I remember we took this little article which he wrote on chanting Hare Krishna and made a pamphlet, a flyer, and distributed it all over Germany. Prabhupada had told us that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had also written a short little booklet on chanting Hare Krishna and requested that it is printed and then distributed all over Bengal. So in that particular little article which he spoke for his record, Prabhupada told us how we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra. He said it should be done like a child who cries for his mother. Now, I do not know if you have ever seen a child crying for his mother. I have not really seen a baby cry for the mother, but Prabhupada spoke of a child, and the only example which I know is involving myself and my mother. I used to be a fan of circus. I needed to go to every circus which came close to Hamburg, and there were a lot of circuses. And I, as a little boy, I liked everything. The trapeze, the riding on the horses. I liked especially the tiger show and the lion show where they jumped through wheels of fire. And now once a year, a very big carnival came to Hamburg. It was about 1 square kilometers big with a roller coaster, Achterbahn, and magic shows. We saw the man who somehow had two people, they were growing from his hips, two people were coming out and they were talking to each other, and they were quarreling. It was a whole thing. I too much enjoyed all of this. That was the variety show. But after some time, I do not know how, but I got lost in that huge fair, you could say, with circus and variety show. And there was one man who could spit for 20 meters, you know, and I was highly impressed by this. I could tell you many things. These were the old times when there was real entertainment. Not the cheap computer tricks, but so I remember I was too much interested. We started early in the morning, and around 6 o'clock I noticed I was lost. I had lost my mother. It must have been 10 minutes to six when I lost her, but I was too excited to notice, and I was running around looking at everything. And I remember I thought, oh no, I've lost my mother. this is a serious problem. Because she has the money to buy sweets for me. This is how it started. I really knew, you know, and I wanted to have a chocolate milk, and you know, I still remember this very vivid. So this is a problem. But then I, after searching for perhaps 7 to 10 more minutes, the idea came: I lost my mother. What will I do now? And I became. I looked frantically. I ran all over the place. I didn't pay much attention to what was going on. Even the man who could spit so far, no interest any longer. And finally, I sat down in the corner, and I just started to cry. I was remembering my mother, how she cooked for me. But and how when I had fever, how she put cold and wet towels around my calves to cool down my little body. I remember when I brought back bad notes, and I was afraid of my father because I had not learned anything, and I had really terrible notes. My mother would say, "You're all right. You are intelligent boy. You're just a little lazy to learn." You know. So I remembered all these qualities, and the more I remembered her, the more I cried. And finally, I remember there were like 15 people around me, and just being looking profoundly miserable because I was so miserable. And then they looked all over the the carnival place, and the loudspeakers were there. Little boy is crying for his mother. He cries very loud. He is very temperamental. You have to, mother has to come, otherwise we have to close the whole carnival. He's very, very, very determined to get his mother. So finally my mother came, and she took me in my arm, and he said, what sweet do you want? I said, I only want you. There's no need of sweet. Just that you are there is enough. So I remember when I cried for the mother, I really had a vivid picture of her in my eyes. I knew how she looked, what are her characteristics, you know, her qualities, her kindness, and her terrible strictness with me. I all appreciated everything. It was a very clear picture, I remember. And the second quality which I remember is I was not interested in anything and anyone else. Not even the man who had two upper bodies, you know, nothing. And this is how we should call for Krishna. Krishna, we must be mindful of him. There should be some idea who is Krishna in our mind. How does he think? How does he look? What are his preferences, and so on. And if you do like this, if you cultivate that type of memory, or this type of mental outset, you will be able to cry for Krishna, like a child who cries for the mother, and it will be so so sweet, this type of crying, that you will be. Your tears will wash away the illusions from your heart and the eyes. You will be only interested in Krishna. So, knowing this, Bhurijam Prabhu and myself have tried to talk about Krishna in Vrindavan. Our Shivaram Maharaj has written wonderful books because he also feels devotees need to know who is Krishna when they chant his name. Without knowing who is Krishna, how will you remember him? How will you be mindful of him? How, How will you be really Krishna conscious? And with this idea, I'm conducting these Krishna Katas as part of the Holy Name Immersion retreat. I do hope that as you are listening, that first of all, Krishna empowers my little tongue to speak and glorify him nicely. Also, I'm hoping or wishing that your heart will be open and you will listen with interest. So this is the idea behind Krishna Katha. In Krishna Katha, it is important to meditate about one quality of Krishna. This quality of Krishna is that he is Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He's an ocean who can have unlimited waves. Or in other words, he can have a relationship to unlimited people. It is described when Radha and Krishna walk through the forest of Vrindavan. They speak to each plant. They know about the well-being of each plant. Radharani will say such things to Krishna. Krishna, you have not shown me any mercy, and I will die today or tomorrow. But please, when I die, look after the plant which both of us planted in the soil of Vrindavan. No, see? In other words, the attention of Radha and Krishna are not limited to only a few living entities who are very close in their circle, but to everyone. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami describes how each of Krishna's devotees thinks Krishna is attentive to me in a special way. I'm his dearest friend. Each devotee in all the various rasas. And we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna goes with the boy and the cowherd boys through the forest of Vrindavan, he acts as if he is very tired, and he says, I need to rest a little. And then the boys, each single boy says, my lap is the best pillow. It's very soft and very nice. And then Krishna expands in as many forms as there are boys, and he rests his head on each single boy. But he hides this fact by his yoga maya potency, so that one boy doesn't see that Krishna is sleeping on the lap of another boy. Like a magician will hide his tricks and will not allow that anyone sees what he does. In the same way, Krishna uses his yoga maya potency to hide his tremendous Aishwarya potencies, his wealth of strength and opulence and energies, so that his devotees will not be shy and overwhelmed by his majesty, but act towards him as if he is their very best friend. This is very important to know as you listen to Krishna Katha. When we speak of Krishna, we speak of that person who can have a relationship to each single devotee. He resides in each single heart, and he appears there as the devotee purifies the heart to the vision of that devotee. So this is very important when we hear about Radha and Krishna Leela. We don't hear about the pastimes of people who are very distant, very far away, with whom we can never have a relationship. but we are talking about the pastimes of our best friend and of his most beloved mistress, Srimati Radharani, who is Karunamayi, filled with compassion to the fallen conditioned souls. Good. Having said this, let us sing for a moment and then go into today's Krishna Katha, which is called Krishna is Eager to Serve Radharani. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan,
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha Gopinatha Madana Moha Radha Kunda Giri Govada Radha Kunda Giri Govada Jaya Jaya Maha
Hare Krishna. Although in Vrindavan all the seasons are present and may serve Krishna over the day, over the years, over the year, the spring month has come, which is celebrated in Vrindavan as the most wonderful month of Bhadra. In fact, everywhere the trees were in full blossom, the bees were humming around the trees, and the gopis made the most beautiful garlands for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. It was a season where the warm breezes came, and they were not too warm, but they were warming after the winter season, and all kinds of festivals were performed by the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. At this time, Sanji was coming. Sanji is a festival where the ladies of the house make wonderful pieces of art, mostly with mud. It's folklore art, you would say, with colors. They put it on the houses, in the entrances of the houses, all the nice decoration. It looks really nice. And they also use flowers. Now, Radha and her gopis want to also produce sanjis, these flower ornamental decorations. And after looking through all the forests of Vrindavan, they decided there was one flower which was still, one forest, which was still not, used for flower decorations. That forest was full of the most attractive flowers, which looked a little bit like the blossoms of this kadamba tree, for instance. It was really beautiful. And the name of this forest was called Pushpavan, the forest of flowers. The gopis also knew that Krishna liked to walk sometimes alone through the forests of Vrindavan, and he liked to go to those areas which were most attractive to the senses. And flowers were attracting Lord Krishna's sense of smell, sense of eyes, and also sense of ears, because where there were beautiful flowers, especially those mango flowers, there were also cuckoos who would make cuckoo, cuckoo all day and all, sometimes even in the night. But they would eat the mango buds to have sweeter voices. So the cuckoos would go there. So this Pushpavan, the gopis reasoned, was most probably a good forest to meet Krishna, but they didn't talk about it. At that time, Krishna, who knows the intention of every living being, even of the bumblebees, decided to go and wander freely in Pushpavan to look at the beautiful sceneries of this forest in full blossom. And as he wandered, he happened to meet the beautiful gopis. The gopis saw him coming, and they said, could it be? Could it be that this is the son of Nanda? Not really, because he looks so differently. He doesn't look like he normally looks. He's not in his cowherd herding outfit. And as they looked closer to find out especially the type of dress which Krishna had, they were surprised, because they had never seen this dress of Krishna. They had seen Krishna dress up like a policeman. They had seen Krishna dress up like a singer. They had seen Krishna dress up in the most outrageous costumes of a toll collector. But this time Krishna was dressed as the best of gardeners. He had a gardener outfit. What a gardener outfit looks like, I have no idea. I have only seen Madhu Manohar going in a gardener's outfit, but I think Krishna's gardener outfit must have been billions of times more beautiful than that outfit. So he was in a gardener's outfit. And as he watched, he came close and he watched the gopis. The gopis ignored him and continued to pick flowers. Krishna said, "What are you doing here? I am the gardener of this forest and I'm performing this heavy duty under the instruction of King Kamadev." The gopis had never heard about King Kamadev, but they had heard about the Kama Sutras. They were a little irritated. "You are picking the king's flowers. And by doing this, you create great harm to this forest." The gopis were looking the other way and totally ignoring Krishna. "Listen to me, you arrogant thieves. By picking the flowers of this beautiful forest, you are actually destroying this forest. You're creating damage to the forest of Vrindavan, and you will need to answer to King Kamadev." So Radha couldn't tolerate this any longer. He said, "Oh, you son of Nanda, who is accustomed to dress in the most outlandish costumes, you are daring to say that we are destroying the forest of Vrindavan while you are herding your herds of millions of cows which go through the forest of Vrindavan, which eat everything they can get their hungry mouths on. It is you who destroy the forest of Vrindavan." Krishna said, "There is a huge difference. I'm doing authorized cow herding under the auspices of the king of Kamadev. I have his permission, whereas you are not even caring to ask for his permission. It is I who am authorized and you who are unauthorized." "I am faultless. When will you see this? You always complain about me and you are full of faults." So Lalita was now highly intrigued. "You are saying you are faultless? Since you are this small, you are stealing everything you can get your hands on. You go to the houses of the gopis, you don't wait for any invitation, and you steal the butter and the yogurt. We are very chaste. You are known as someone who's not a brahmachari exactly. You are full of faults, and it is our queen who is faultless." At this moment, the land of Vrindavan manifested a beautiful golden throne. The 4 feet of the throne looked like the pawns of lions. It was covered with the most expensive jewels. It was golden, but there was a reddish cushion on it. There was an umbrella against the shade, and Srimati Radharani was brought by her gopis on that throne. Radha said, "In my function as the queen of Vrindavan, I am pronouncing today that you, the son of Nanda, will require a punishment. You have done 3 terrible acts. First of all, you have invented some artificial king of Vrindavan, King Kamadev. Who's that? Second of all, you have said that you are a gardener of this imaginary king. And your third crime is you have attempted to imprison the innocent gopis. Therefore, my decree is this boy must be punished. At this moment, all the gopis were exploding in bliss. Tie him up! Throw him into jail. You must know, loving, one aspect of love in the spiritual world is that there is a loving quarrel with where both sides use their intelligence but also their intense temperament. But Radha is, as we all know, most kind hearted. She said, no, don't tie him up. He is very soft. My judgment is this boy is hereby sentenced to the hard labor of dressing my ruffled hair. You know, from flower picking, the hair of Radha had been ruffled. Let us stop here a little bit. Srimati Radharani has very blackish hair, and Rupa Goswami has described that the hair which comes from her head are her thoughts. Millions of thoughts. And why are they blackish? Anyone has an idea? She thinks about Krishna. So therefore her thoughts have naturally become blackish. And now what does it mean to dress Krishna Arada's hair? Those great Vaishnavas who are considering themselves servants of Radharani, they study works like the Vilap Kushumanjali, where there are is an extensive description can be found of how the Manjaris dress Srimati Radharani so that she is pleasing for Radha, for Krishna. They describe everything, including the black musk dot on the chin, which where the bumblebee of Shyam Sunda wishes to land, and so on. And there you can also find a description of what it means to make up Radha's hair, to dress Radha's hair. First, you need to, it is washed with juices like the Amalaki juice. Then it is dried with a soft towel, but it is still a little damped, so it must be smoked with a fire from the wood. It is called aguru wood. Aguru wood has a certain raisin. Raisin is something like the German word Harz expresses. You have maybe seen when you rub a pine tree, there is some sap, and it's very sticky. Have you seen? It is smells very intensive and very, in my taste, very nice. No, aguru is also a wood which produces a sap, and when and it is used to cook Krishna's preparation. Radharani likes to cook with the aguru wood. And then when it's cooked, it first creates some, it looks like sweat drops on the wood. It's the raisin, the sap comes out. And when it is, when you smell it, it's a very, very nice. amongst Krishna smells, has this fragrance, and one note of it, with this musk, this lotus flower, is also this aguru. So Radharani's hair is smoked with aguru wood. Then it is oiled and massaged with very nice oils. And then only it is dried a second time. So Radharani said, Krishna must go through all these steps. Wash the hair. What is the next? Dry it with a white, usually a whitish silken towel. Then smoke it with aguru wood. Then oil it with fragrant oil. Massage it, so to say. And then finally it is dried for the last time. And you can now imagine how fragrant Radharani's hair is. Extremely fragrant. Krishna looked at this punishment. I have to do the hard labor of making Radharani's hair. And he gladly accepted. In fact, to serve Radha was his deepest desire. And together, the two of them went into a kunja. Now, do you know what is a kunja? It's like a naturally formed, by trees, naturally formed little forest apartment. There are kunjas which have terraces, then dining rooms, and then there are kunjas which have a so-called Nikunja, that's a secret meeting place where only Radha and Krishna are to be found during their loving exchanges. And even the manjaris are looking from 8 windows into this Nikunja. And only at the end of the loving exchanges are the manjaris allowed to come and do their services there. No, so Krishna entered a nearby cottage, and Radha entered, and there the entrance was flower archways, swinging vines, and in the cottage, my dear devotees, so beautiful, there were lamps. They were made out of jewels, and they had a glowing fire inside, and it spread a very, very nice thing. Then Krishna was making up Radha's hair. They were sitting actually in this kunj. And are you interested how it looked inside? There was a golden table. And on the golden table, there were various types of combs. There were brushes. And there was a mirror. In Krishna, Radha Krishna's pastimes, I heard there are 5 different types of mirrors. I will not go into detail here. And this mirror was made in order to show Radharani at the end how she looked. And then she would correct Krishna if he did mistakes or something. So Krishna, after he had done the hairdressing, went out in the Pushpavan to collect some flowers. Can you imagine for what Krishna needed flowers? Yes, to decorate Radha's hair. There are various forms of decoration, how to use the flowers, but let us not get lost in these beautiful details and stay on the line. So he went into this, he went into the Pushpavan, and he was so much overwhelmed with loving feelings that the flowers which he collected were just flowing out of the basket. The basket was soon very, very full, but he continued to collect, overwhelmed with loving emotions for Radha, and they were just flowing out. And finally, Krishna decided this is enough, and he went back to the Nikunja. So as Krishna walked, parrots, cuckoos, peacocks followed behind him, filling the air with their ecstatic, loving voices. Krishna didn't go alone. There were parrots. Who else? Cuckoos and peacocks. Quack, 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 making a big joyful noise. So as Krishna was standing there with his flower basket, he said to Lalita, these flowers are just freshly picked from the trees. And although the trees are great sages and supremely pure, my Priyaji, my darling Radharani, is so pure that I first must wash these flowers, sprinkle them at least, with clean water. Do we have water? Lalita said, no, we only have fruit juices. Then Krishna, and just see how much he likes to serve Radha, smiled a big smile and said, no problem. He don't worry a bit. And he went out to outside of the Nikunja. He put his flute whoop into the ground. And as he did this, a beautiful lake began to manifest. This lake, my dear devotees, had steps from four directions. Almost, it looked a little like Radhakund, but different. These steps were made from jewels and led to a water which is extremely clean, crystal and transparent, and where there are lotus flowers and so on, of multi-colors. It is filled, this lake. It was filled with many fishes, but listen to the quality of the fishes. They were made out of jewels. One jewel was so expensive that not even 20 British pounds could purchase it. So they were made out of jeweled. How there's a fish which is swimming and is out of jewel, that you have to see when you go there. But it is beyond. There were singing birds. My dear devotees, even if you would search the entire heavenly planets, including the forest here around Maribor with its touristic attractions, you wouldn't find a lake that would equal this lake in terms of beauty, in terms of crystal clear water, in terms of atmosphere, and in terms of fragrance. The name of this lake is Kusum Sarova. Because this lake plays such an integral part in Krishna's pastime of serving Radha, it is considered to be the very heartbeat of the Govardhan area. No visit to Giriraj Govardhan is complete without visiting Kusum Sarova, which is lying in the forest of flowers. In fact, the lake is called also the Lake of Flowers. Kusum means flowers because it is here where Radha and the gopis daily pick flowers on their way to Radhakund, where they engage in various intimate pastimes. I wanted to speak a little bit about this Kusum Sarova in a way that even those whose attraction has not yet been captured will be captured for sure. This place is the place of great sadhus. They're sadhus of ancient times, like Agastya Muni, and also recent times live. Once, the British officer, Mr. Hunter, wanted to make a hunt there, because there were many, many, 50 years ago, 50, let us say 70 years ago, there were many, many, many animals like the Nilgau, the deers, many forest animals were there. And this hunter, this British officer, wanted to give to his men some relaxation part by organizing a hunt in this area. When the priests came to hear about it, mainly the Mahants from Radhakund came to him and said, "Don't do this. This forest is sacred to the residents of Vrindavan. And if you kill any one of the animals there, they will be furious and they will throw you Britishers out of India. Or at least there will be a great revolution against you." So the officer said, "But I have promised my men. And we are not following your religion." The priests saw they needed to make a compromise. So they said, "Okay, then hunt in the region which is on the left side of the Parikram path. Don't hunt in the area which is on the right side of the Parikrama path." So this is the right side, is always the inner part of Giriraj, because Giriraj is here, the Parikrama path goes around him here. So this is the inner part, and what is left of the path is the outer path. So Mr. Hunter agreed. But as they were trying to hunt, there were no animals. All the animals had taken shelter in the inner reason. You know, they're great souls, these animals. And the officer thought, "I have been cheated by these mystic priests." So just as he was thinking what to do, he wanted to make his hunt. He saw a Nilgau marching majestically across the Parikrama path. Has any one of you seen a Nilgau?
Yes.
Some of them are very high, and their necks are, or their backs are usually, if this is the neck, strong neck, they go a little bit like this, the thing. Some of them have birds. They look very beautiful. I don't know if it's maybe it's the female or the male. I cannot tell you, but they look very charismatic and old. And they are usually shy. They are, of course, vegetarians and so on. So he saw the Nilgau and he thought, "Oh, wonderful. I mean, he's on the path. He's neither here nor there." And he immediately took his gun and shot. And the Nilgau jumped high in the air and disappeared in the inner section. Well, now the hunt is on. We have shot and wounded an animal. Now we have to kill it. So Mr. Hunter came and he saw that there was blood on the pathways, and as he followed the trail of blood, he entered deep into the inner section. Then as he continued to walk, he saw a little hut, and before the hut he saw, listen to this, a sadhu who was binding a wound. He was thinking, oh no, this is a sadhu, where is my nilagao? He went closer to the sadhu and said, you have a wound? We have doctors with us. Can he look at your wound? No, said the sadhu, it's nothing. But it was bleeding, really. No, he said, that Mr. Hunter said, we also have a heart. We want to take care of people. So the sadhu was just binding it by the way, said Mr. Hunter, did you see a bleeding nilagao? I've just shot one at the ankle. Ankle is this part. The sadhu said, who do you think who sits before you? But you're a human. The sadhu said, sometimes. Sometimes not. Oh my God, what have I done? I've shot a human being, said Mr. Hunter. And he immediately ran away and told his people, stop your hunting, that this is sacred ground. You know, this is not for us to hunt. They brought the sadhu to medical care, and they put a plaque there, which I still have seen. I don't know. Now there's so much renovation going on, but it says in Hindi and in Urdu that by decree of the British government, hunting is absolutely forbidden in these areas. My dear devotees, when we speak of Vrindavan, when we speak of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we don't speak of an ordinary place. We speak of a place which is extraordinary. It is the playground of Krishna, who comes to this world to perform his human-like pastimes in order to attract us in whatever way we can feel attracted. Some of your hearts were not attracted. I can see this, and you felt bored and looked at the wristwatch. This is because the heart is not purified. An impure heart is interested in impure things. A pure heart is attracted in pure things. However, my dear devotees, by hearing Krishna Leela in a therapeutic way, you will purify the impure heart so much that there will be great attraction to hear more and more about Krishna. We have to start somewhere. And a good place, of course, is to hear, that we will hear on Saturday, where is a good place to start. But as you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in the beginning, my dear devotees, it may be beautiful melodies and there may be talented singers. But after some time, as you continue to purify your heart and look through purer eyes, purer heart, it's no longer about the melodies, the rhythm, the beats. No, it is about Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture in Mumbai that it's a scientific process, he said. Scientific meant something else for him than for us. He meant it's a process that produces safe and sure and predictable results. He didn't always speak about laboratories and mathematics and physics when he spoke about scientific process. He said it's a scientific process to his audience. By singing about Krishna, you will for sure meet him face to face. So we will end our little, this part of the evening, we will have other things with a little kirtan. Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna physically in Vrindavan, you can go there mentally, and here is one of the many ways in which you can do it. I think all of us have visited the Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada. So in your mind, see yourself before the golden murti of Srila Prabhupada in the Samadhi. Pay your obeisances or pray to him that he who has brought Vrindavan to this world or the knowledge of Vrindavan is merciful to you and lets you be in Vrindavan in your mind. Now leave the Samadhi. Go through the main entrance door of the Krishna Balaram temple. Do you recognize the black and white marble squares? Go down. One, two, three, and then a fourth step. Now you are in the inner courtyard. Now go through the courtyard. On the right side, what is there? A tamal tree, yes. Then again go up the stairs to go to the place where you have darshan. There's one step, then there's a second step, there's a third step, and the fourth step brings you right into the darshan area. There's the altar on the left side of, who is it? Goni Thai, yes. Who else? Prabhupada, and? Yes. Then you go in the middle altar. Krishna Balaram. Who is on your right side? Krishna, huh? And on your left side? Balaram, white, no? Then you go to Radha Syam Sunda. Who's next to Radha Syam Sunda? What do they have in their hands? Chamara, yes, you know everything. And you can pray to them, please, Radha Syam, Radhe Syam. Allow me to now go to Vrindavan, someplace at the bank of the Yamuna, in the shade of a tree, or perhaps near Giriraj Govardhan. And from there, in that area, I will sing. Find your place, please. Sit down and sing all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please, everybody. Krishna, Hare Hare, Bring your arms up and sing all together.
Jai Re Shyam, Jai Re Shivanam,
Jai Re Krishna to sing the last kirtan. We will go up till around 8 o'clock, 8 something, yes. Please stay for the kirtan. It's a very good. On a holy name retreat, we should do extra kirtan, no?
Thank you. Hare Ram. Ram Ram.
Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. I wish to congratulate you. This was your first full day of the Holy Name immersion this year. You have done excellently. Please pace yourself. Tomorrow, Friday, there's a special surprise. Manditangi will soon announce us, but announce the program. So we have Friday, a full day still. May I ask Manditangi, Saturday is also full day or?
No, it's just morning.
Just morning until
9:30 and then breakfast.
And then, yes, so tomorrow is still our full day, so we have the chance to fully immerse ourselves. So only one more day, we can do it, 100%. So, yes, perhaps it's good to if you tell us the program.
So tomorrow's program is the same as today's. We start with guided japa from 6 a.m. to 7:30. Then we have morning program until 8 o'clock, and then discovery class until 9:30. Se pravi, jutrišnji program je takšen kot današnji. Od 6 do pola 8 je vodena meditacija, mantranje, potem je jutrni program do 8 in nato prvi del predavanja, ki traja do pol 10. Rada bi samo še rekla, da vem, da čutim tako kot tudi vsi bi radi zdaj plesali, pa ne skakali do stropa. Ne vidim, če lahko kaj jutri naredimo, sicer pa vas vse vabim na Nor Kirtan v soboto v Ljubljanski tempel, ko se bomo vsi dali po školu. I just said that I know I feel the same as everyone. I would also like to jump up to the ceiling, but we have somehow to control ourselves here. We see if we can do some arrangement maybe tomorrow. But otherwise, I can't wait to take part in a rolling kirtan on Saturday evening with all of you in the Ljubljana temple. So.
Rolling kirtan, wow. that means all the devotees will roll on the floor. I'm ready. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yes, I would just... No, we don't tell it now. The surprise is surprise, yes. Something very nice. You will like very much. I just wanted to say, today, getting confused with the dates. It was optional to come to the japa morning session, the guided morning session. That was, I thought, because some of us have just arrived. But I think tomorrow we can all make it. You know, it's the last full day where we can find that extra button. There were many of you actually this morning there, much more than I imagined to be, but please, if it is possible for you, come tomorrow at 6 o'clock, be here, so that we can all chant together japa. You will see that is really good. It will really carry you and help you a little bit to concretize or to solidify, is the English word, of what we are trying to do here. So tomorrow 6 o'clock, if possible. If it's not possible, we start the lecture. I'm always getting bewildered.
7:30 is morning program.
Yes, 7:30 is morning program, and 8 o'clock the discovery class comes. So latest, please be here for the discovery class. But it's good if you are can make it at 6 o'clock. Good. I always like to say there is some little science about sleeping. There are many, many points, but here is one point for you. The last thought which you carry into the night will somehow stay with you and travel in your subconscious mind until you wake up and then in the next morning, and then you have this. So please, before you go to bed, sit a little on your bed, I don't know, how you take your rest, on a chair perhaps, or on the floor, and go through the day a little bit. I do know here in Belkane we all like to reflect very deeply, so it should be easy for us. Go through the day, what you have learned, and then try to just prime yourself or tune yourself so that you are the next day very able to discover some new things. There will be some really thought-provoking points in the discovery lecture, like today also. So see you all tomorrow, fresh and well-rested. Thank you very much for participating. It's a real joy for us, really, to be with you. It's really my wonderful time is here with all of you. All the best and Hare Krishna.